Yeah, that's right. Not Hancock and Kelly this morning. Brad Young sitting in for John Hancock and Michael Kelly. And joining us this morning, my good friend George Rosenthal. Hey, George, how you doing, my friend?
Very good, Brad. Thanks so much for having me on. Good to talk to you. And I agree, Rogue One was the last great Star Wars movie ever.
Was good, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. And then it all went downhill.
It did. And the other one, you know, listen, I could sit through a Star Wars movie, whether it's good or bad, but none of those subsequent movies really got to me either emotionally or intellectually as much as Rogue One. And
100%.
Oh, good. We're on the same page. Well, we're on the same page about a lot of things. In fact, I need to mention before we dive in, full disclosure, ThrottleNet handles the IT for my law firm. Love them. And I just needed to get that out there just so everybody knows that that's where we are. But I wanted to talk to you, George, because U.S. cyber officials issued a deadline this week for anyone who uses Google Chrome to update Chrome in order to patch some vulnerabilities. Now, I want to start very basic here. What's a vulnerability when it comes to a browser? What does that even mean?
This is any type of area where a bad actor can find a way into your system to do bad things, meaning they found a loophole in the code, or they found a way that if they can get you to a certain website, they can get some code on your browser that they can do something terrible and take over your systems or download malware and basically end up doing some bad things. But it's just vulnerabilities. And this happens all the time. Of course, you have security patches every day from Microsoft and everybody else, Apple and so forth. But these are some pretty dangerous vulnerabilities that are out there. And this also, by the way, does take effect for Microsoft Edge users as well. So even if you're not using Chrome, if you're using Microsoft Edge, everything we're talking about here, you definitely want to go and update Microsoft Edge as well.
And before we get to how we update, because I want you to walk us through how that works, George, but there's something, and this is something that I follow in my nerdiness and geekiness, is something called a zero-day exploit. And that's, of course, a zero-day exploit is something that a vendor has 0 days to fix because they don't know anything about it. So how do these work? Isn't it the fact that a lot of these vulnerabilities, whether it's with Windows or Google Chrome or our Edge or any of the other software packages that we use, aren't these vulnerabilities discovered by basically hackers and then traded on the dark web?
Many times they are. I would say a majority, yes. Of course, the developers are trying to find as many of these vulnerabilities as they can. There's ongoing testing internally at all these different companies. But yes, if a hacker finds a way to get into something, they are then spreading that all over the dark web, and then people are using that. But they're using it very quickly, which is when you mentioned 0 day. It's all about time. Once you find that vulnerability, it's a matter of how bad can you make damage before it's fixed. I mean, some of these things are really bad to where they're manipulating people's devices. They're stealing their passwords that are stored within Google Chrome. So if you're storing your passwords within the web browser, I would highly recommend not doing that. So where your browser will pre-populate your mailing address or your password, your usernames, I'm highly recommending you not store those in Google.
And there's an alternative, because it's funny, during the break, Frank Ladd and I were commiserating over how we have to have a different password for everything these days. Aren't there third-party apps that we can use to help us keep track of all of our various passwords?
Absolutely. I am not a reseller, but I will say that LastPass is my favorite of all that I've ever used. LastPass goes on every single device, computer. It has a browser extensions where it will actually remember and encrypt all your passwords for you. It actually creates all of your passwords. So all you have to remember is one master password, and then LastPass will then create all the rest of your passwords encrypted, and you never even know what the passwords are for your bank or credit card, website, or anything like that. And it's off-site. It's not part of the browser, which is great.
That does sound like something that we could all use to help us juggle these passwords. We're talking to George Rosenthal. He's the owner of ThrottleNet. And George, we've laid the foundation here about that there's these zero-day exploits, that there's vulnerabilities in Google Chrome. But now as we bring it on home here, how do people update something like Google Chrome, because for those who aren't necessarily computer savvy, that could sound rather daunting.
Yes, it's actually very, very, very simple. So when you're opening your browser, if you're on your desktop, okay, you're going to go to the actual word which says Chrome in the upper left-hand corner. So you'll see, of course, a menu options like File and Edit and View. But to the far left is the word Chrome. If you click on that and go down to About Chrome, it will then tell you if you're up to date or not, and you can just click a button to update it. The key here with updating is that when you update the browser, be sure to close the browser. It may not tell you to do that. Close the entire browser on, even if you have multiple windows open, close it all down and then restart it. It's very, very important that you do that. Same thing with Edge. Make sure you restart it. You're going to go to the About and make sure you click Update. Sometimes people on your phones, you'll have a three-dot button, and you'll do the same thing. Click the three-dot button, go to Help, then go to About.
And
so you want to make sure you... Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I know whenever I saw... this is something frequently because I use Chrome every day. And sometimes, even when we don't know in advance that there's some sort of an update, there'll be kind of, at least on my version of Chrome, it's in the top right corner, but it says... Click here to update. I mean, it's literally just click on it, which shuts down the browser and then restarts the browser. They really make it easy to do, don't they?
Yes, they do. And what's important, though, is you actually do it. I know a lot of people may be listening. They're at work or maybe in the car. As soon as you get to your office, you need to update it at your office as well as your home. So these are vulnerabilities that can greatly affect your business. So it's extremely important that you update all the browsers in your company as well as just your home.
Yeah, because you probably see, George, as you're working in business environments where folks leave their computers on all the time, and if they've got the browser on, they're not necessarily going to exit out of the browser at the end of the workday. They may just leave it on and turn their monitor off. So it could be that if someone hasn't turned off their browser, again, whether that is Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge, that they could be exposing their company, or even if they're leaving it at home, leaving it on and open at home, they could be exposing themselves to hackers.
100%. In fact, one of the most dangerous things that CISA, the government security agency, said that they are doing is when you open up a video conference within the browser, they are recording and watching your video conferences through these vulnerabilities and then learning more about your business in order to get into the network. So that's called social engineering, of course, but that's one thing that's very dangerous, is that if you're having a web conference or a video conference within the browser and they are already in, they're watching you and writing things down about your company. So it's very important that you upgrade Edge and Chrome immediately today in your business and at home.
My Zoom calls are so boring, George, it would probably kill the hackers. It would bore them to death. Is what it would do. George Rosenthal, the owner of ThrottleNet. George, very quickly here, if folks need more information about how they can update their businesses or homes to make sure they're as secure as possible, how can they reach you?
You want to go to ThrottleNet.com/KMOX. It's ThrottleNet.com/KMOX. There's actually a tour of the dark web on that page if you're interested in seeing what's out there on the dark web and what it looks like.
Very good, George. Great, as always, to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.